Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. This show is about illuminating the very real truth. We all have gifts to offer. We are the gift, and we are born with those gifts to share with one another. I am honored to be given the opportunity to share with you, and I truly invite you to call in and to share your comments or your questions. I delight in listener participation. So please, at this time, jot down toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Again, toll-free, 888-627-6008. Or locally, 530-327-7602. Again, 530-327-7602. Today's guests are many. I have been given an opportunity, actually it has been requested of me, to align with and share the many messages of those who are on the other side who have departed recently, and then those who also departed quite some time ago. And so there is a very large group here this evening, and I welcome you all, and I am filled with deep appreciation and gratitude to be able to be a part of your consciousness that is, again, the part of the mass consciousness that we are all a part of. For those who don't know what I do or why I've been given this gift and honor to share the many messages of Sacred Heart ongoing, let me for a moment touch on that point of light. Every reading that I do, and I've been given the opportunity and I'm very, very deeply humbled by it to do readings for beings not only on this physical, what I call plane of demonstration, but those on the other side as well. And whenever there is a reading for either party, there is communication from the loved one that has passed over and the one who is still present. And so a dialogue ensues where the emotional body and the infinite wisdom of the life and co-created body that is ongoing and continuous is able to communicate. A lot of what I am given, and words are so limiting, the observance of, the preview of, and the visitation of is to be a illuminating light and to be a participant in this divine dialogue that brings healing and closure. It brings unanswered questions, completeness. It brings undone energies, completion. It brings wholeness. And most importantly, I have been given the opportunity to be a witness to the ongoing life force that is present on this plane of demonstration as well as on the other side. And I have, on more than one occasion, in fact hundreds, cried seeing loved ones that were in the middle of their heart's journey and they were separated in physicality and they were given the opportunity to speak and be heard and feel one another and communicate with one another and validate and confirm one another. You know, I've also had four near-death experiences myself, which if you look through the archives, certainly you'll find those that I shared about being on the other side and returning. I experienced infinite light and infinite love, warmth, and a deep desire to not only merge with that light, but there was no fear, there was no hesitation, there was no confusion. And then clearly, I'm still here. After communication, if you will, I returned to continue and honor that I did. You know, with many of the beings that I've talked to, children, mothers, fathers, it sounds like we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, give me your name.
My name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What's your question for today?
I was wondering if I could find out if my husband's death was an accident or if it was natural. Are there any messages for me about that?
You know, there are, Debbie, but as always, when I do receive information regarding another individual, so your inquiry is about your beloved, I have to get, for the way I receive information, permission must be granted by him to release and reveal that information. I can tell you that that information has been revealed, but the request has also followed that it not be revealed to you in such a public way. So I will give you the answer to that question, but I will give you my phone number, which is 503-347-6766, and I will phone you after the show in honoring your husband's request to do so.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, Debbie. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So as you heard, part of what I do is acknowledge the permission that must be granted by the universal law of free will of all individuals involved, whether in body or out of. And that really does include when I'm doing a session, whether it's a huge amount of family members on the other side or just one in question, that they give permission to release and reveal information to me. I do not force information. If it flows, I offer it, and it always does. So in Debbie's case, her question will be answered in its fullness, and it will be done so privately in honoring of all involved. So in moving on, I was saying that the beings that I interact with, you know, I get to experience their recall, an illuminated review of their life. It's an unbelievably fast, moving sensation of moving through one's life. I've also personally have had that experience. But what's fascinating is it's moving so quickly, but it's without missing a single detail. It's a personal testimony of the continuum of life. Each life part of the oneness individualized until the light that most certainly carried it through birth becomes again the light enveloping us in assisting us to the other side, only to merge once again. This is an opportunity that is not for a select few. It's one that I have been given the opportunity to validate and confirm as I speak to people all over Mother Earth, all over the globe, and that connection, that life review, that confirmation, that ability to connect is available and continuous. It is not only part of the mass consciousness, but it is the co-creation of life, and life does not end. Therefore, passing over is simply a transition into a continuum of a different form, but life certainly does honor that form as much as we honor our loved ones here on this plane of demonstration. I have another caller. Hi, give me your name.
Yeah, my name's Richard.
Hi, Richard. What's your question?
My question is there any messages for me? Because when I'm practicing on my guitar, I regularly feel somebody, you know, touching my hand. I get this kind of spiderweb feeling come across my face, and they move the headphones on my head, and it all seems to be around my music.
Absolutely. Well, as you have been inquiring about who that might be or is there a message for you, I was receiving it. So, Richard, the message for you is that one of your main guides actually knew you from a past life that you shared together. It was a love affair that you had with music and that you had with each other. It was a lifetime in England, and it was a lifetime where music became a language of that love expressed to you and this individual being. This individual being in that life took the form of a female and was very much in love with you. I'm being told that her name was Sarah, and that your love affair was very much wrapped up in the notes of music as the language of love when the expression of the voice and of words could no longer honor that love. So in this lifetime, this is a guide of yours. This guide at this time is Sarah, who was your beloved in a past life, and she continues to joyfully envelop you and work with you and your music. The joy that you bring to actually not just her, but your spirit council is part of their joy in showing you that they're there and bringing joy to you while you are creating and working with music. So there's a lot of gratitude and there's a definite place of exchange there that's happening for you and for your spirit council, and it's very much based in love and in gratitude for the continuum of music as an expression of who you are. So I do see that there are others on the other side, family members and so on, that want you to know that they appreciate not only the music that you're creating, but certainly they're able to appreciate it even more on the other side. So, Richard, know that your music is not falling on deaf ears, that it is moving through dimensions and being received fully. And in return, there is a playful exchange that is coming from love, from light, and absolutely from a place of gratitude.
Yeah, if that was the female voice I heard about a month ago, I heard a very sweet little female voice say hello two times out of nowhere.
Absolutely, Richard, and that would be Sarah. Sarah is very connected to you, and she actually created music with you in that past life in which we share with you. You created it together, and so you might just be having a present lifetime opportunity to create together again. And she certainly continues on the other side and desires that you know that her love for you continues as well.
Yeah, my music seems to be doing that. I'm hoping it leads to a career.
Well, absolutely work with Sarah because she has some beautiful, as she's showing me now, ideas for you and assistance for you. So call upon her and know that your connection will only grow, and so will the opportunities and doors that will open for you in allowing her and your council to create those pathways for you. Thank you so much for listening, Richard and Debbie, and for calling in.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I am so excited to be able to talk to Debbie and Richard. And Debbie, just know that you're also getting to get the opportunity to hear from your beloved. It sounds like I have another caller. Are you there?
Me?
Yes. Your name?
Oh, hi. I'm Marianne. I'm not sure what kind of questions I'm allowed to ask, but my major question is... my life kind of came to a halt because of exposure to toxic mold, and it's just I've lost everything, and I've had to live outside, and I'm just trying to figure out why this happened and where am I supposed to go with it.
Marianne, I'm so sorry that you're having this experience. When I inquire with your spirit guides and your counsel that is present for you at all times, you know, one of the things for you to know is that if we look at the toxic mold and your exposure to it, losing everything is one aspect, but the fact that you were able to find out that that mold was there, even though preferably sooner, but nonetheless, the fact that that was found out and you still have your life, you still have parts of you intact in a way that you can begin again, is one of the things that your spirit counsel wants you to contemplate. Many individuals who are exposed to the levels and degrees that you were not only lose everything, they lose their life, and some of them are absolutely unable to even function and lose all kinds of things, including limbs and organs that just shut down. So your spirit counsel wants you to know that in this, there is a silver lining. There is a light and an illuminated one for you. And the first thing to do is to know that you can begin again, and you certainly should. In this lifetime, it looks like part of your soul contract with yourself is to return to a place of beginning where everything that you could have overlooked or not seen or not been connected to, in that you were not feeling well prior to the end result, as well as some other imbalances that Spirit's talking about. In essence, Spirit does not want you to give up, but instead wants you to know that where you reside now is not the end, but another beginning. And it requires you giving yourself permission to, if it resonates, to look at the opportunity to reach out and receive help, to call out and give yourself permission to get help in different ways, and to look at not what you have lost, even though that there is time for that grieving and it should be honored, but also to create balance by looking at what you also have still within you and what you can gain from this. And that is a new life and a new beginning, and possibly even in a new place. And then becoming a teacher, a guide, a communicator about what is possible when we have lost everything that we feel is our foundational truth. And that is, we are left with our inner truth and also our spiritual support system. And that is definitely in your reach. So Spirit wants and desires for you to start having an inner dialogue, not only and focused only in what went wrong and why and how could this happen to me, but why am I still here? And what do I have to work with? And let me reach out. Let me reach within and let me reach out and start anew. Because your life is a teaching to many. And what's happened to you is meant to be put out there in a very big way. So there's much for you to reach for in your future, and the key right now is for you to no longer let toxicity mentally or emotionally harm you, but for you to create balance in light by choosing the opposite. So seek that out and ask for help, and know that the reason that you are still here is because you have what it takes to begin again and to receive help in ways that you did not receive prior, and that's why all of this transpired. Bless you, Marianne, and know that what has happened to you is devastating, but the light and the strength that dwells within you is connected to an energetic that is stronger and goes longer and far beyond what you have experienced, and it's time to begin to trust that and move towards it. Okay? Okay. So, Marianne, bless you, and bless everyone who has called in today. I have to ask that all calls are paused for this time being, because as I shared at the beginning of the show, I have a huge room full of beings that are on the other side that are delighted to hear what other callers are experiencing and also supportive of the trauma that they're experiencing. But they also have something to share. So let us begin. So the first individual that steps forth wants to share with me, he's a boy, he's the age of 5, and he wants to share his story and his experience. He's showing me that there were steps, and he was walking up these wooden steps. There was dirt all around them, and he could hear nothing but the sound of his shoes on the dirt. And as he took each step at a time, he focused so strongly on that sound that he was distracted by where he was going. When he got to the top of the stairs, he turned and looked down, and it looked to him as though he came from a darkened room and stepped out into an open field. And so when he stepped out into the open field, he is sharing with me his vision that he looked around and all he saw was grass, and it was rather tall. And so he moved towards the grass, very green grass, and of course, he still had the dirt on his shoes. That mattered to him because the dirt on his shoes represented that he felt there was somebody with him as he walked towards the grass. So this 5-year-old boy felt that the dirt on his shoe, his awareness of life so strong, that that was life force and a being that was joining him on his journey as he walked towards the grass. And as he got to the grass, he lay down in it, and he remembered feeling how it held him and how it cradled him. It kept him warm, but he could also hear the sound of wind as it moved through these tall blades of grass, also around him and over him, that he could hear music. He could hear these high notes and these changes in notes. He just felt taken in by all that was going on around him. He recognized only after being there, and he doesn't even know for how long, that he fell asleep. And in his sleep, he was playing with the grass. And what he shared with me is that his hands were moving over the grass, feeling the tips of my fingers, he says, feeling the tips of the grass fingers. And so he was experiencing that sensation on his hands with the grass, and he was experiencing that oneness and the ability to recognize at 5 years old that even though not a single soul was present physically in his land space or in his dream state, that he was surrounded by life force, by spirits, and by beings in other forms, and he did not feel alone. When he woke up, he was laying in the tall grass, and it actually had leaned towards him in one direction, and then the other side of the grass had leaned in the other direction, and it was literally covering him like a blanket. And he just lay there looking up at the sky, and as he stared up at the sky, his heart filled with so much light, and he immediately had a review of his life, his 5 years of life, of his mother and his father, of his brothers and sisters, playing, of all the sounds. Be mindful, for those that are listening with me, that to a child, the sound that he experiences, from blades of grass to the sound of dirt on his shoe, that those were relationships and beings that are joining him on his journey, that those were experiences that were not only real to him, but that he honored and took into his heart, that gave him a level of fullness that is more truthful than any illusion. So as he laid there, he looked up and he was having this review of laughter and the review of love, and it was, again, a very fast review of his life. And you know, at 5 years old, he didn't even question what was happening. He simply was a part of the experience. He lay there in the tall grass as the grass around him, immediately around his body, bathed him in a blanket of warmth. And as he looked up at the sky, he did not for a moment forget that the dirt on his shoes was with him, and that experience of looking at the sky and the blades of grass, all were looking upwards together as one. And that the sky opened up as a movie, and this review filled his heart and filled his being with a memory, each single memory for that five-year-old boy reminded him of the relationships that filled him and that in his infinite wisdom let him learn about who he was, that his family loved him, but that he also learned about what he liked and didn't like, what he loved, what brought him laughter, what brought him comfort, and what brought him great joy. And he experienced all of that. And it was in that moment that, upon the completion of that movie, what his soul showed me was that the sky continued to stay open and a ray of gold light, so bright, but so soothing to his eyes, so strong, but so gentle, moved towards him like a ray of light that expanded as it moved towards him. He felt so much warmth. And what he saw in that light were those who he just saw in his life review. He saw his whole family who had passed before him in that light, reaching out to him in tremendous love and joy. And right before he transitioned into their arms and into that golden light, he thanked the blades of grass, the dirt on Mother Earth. He thanked the dirt on his shoes. He looked around and he thanked everything. And then the last thing he said from his lips out loud, or please, everyone that's with me, the blade of grass and the dirt, you come too, okay? And so up his body went, and up his being went, into this ray of gold light that had enveloped his entire body and being, including his little shoes. And as he moved upward within that warmth and soothing light, he looked down and he saw his body. And when he saw his body, he felt such love and appreciation for all the experiences he had. When he merged and integrated with his family, he saw other spirit beings that he knew in past lives. He saw other animal beings that he loved, and he saw many, many friends and colleagues from past lives that came to join him in this moment. Due to the nature of this boy's passing and joining his family, again, privacy is honored, and the messages have been shared, and now they are being shared with you, and I'm honored to be a part of that. I now transition to this beautiful woman who, yes, namaste, who stands before me, and she's telling me that she died as an elder. She's showing me that her life was long. In fact, her passing, she says, was not until her physical age of 96. And as she lay there, she looked around the room and she saw herself in the walls. She saw herself in the floors and the ceilings. She wants everyone to know that there are times in an individual's passing when the walls and the floors and the ceilings, regardless of where you are, no longer represent separation between your body and the room, but the love and light that's housed in those walls, floors, and ceilings begin to represent years of your life, the love that was exchanged. And for her, this woman in particular, the life that she lived and was, she wants to say, gifted to live in that same home for so long. She too, all of her relatives had passed, was no longer physically mobile, but she says, smart as a rocket. And she wants you to know that her passing too was one where she had a life review, and it was as fast as others share that it is. But every detail was taken in. Every emotion was taken in, and every view from all different perspectives was taken in. And the wholeness and the fullness that she felt, and the love that she felt, and the appreciation that she felt for her life, and the experiences, good and bad, that she had in her life, that she had a deep, intimate relationship with those experiences, the ones that chartered her to grow more and to struggle and to free herself, were ones that were just as close to her heart as the ones that were joyful and life-filled and love-filled. And she wants those listening and participating to know that for her, her life experience at the end was one of appreciation in a way that transcended her human appreciation when she had all of her health and mobility, that she transcended feeling any doubt or any negativity or any lack or loss. In the time of her passing right before, she not only knew she was going to pass, but she welcomed it because she felt a fullness and a readiness. And after her life review, she too saw a tremendous ray of light enveloping her, holding her. The warmth, she said, was something that you could fall asleep into and never worry or have a fear of ever again. And when it was her time to go, many friends, relatives, and she says with the humorous laugh that echoes even on the other side from this place of humor and infinite intelligence, that those that were by her bedside in that moment of passing were those that she stood by their bedside when they were passing. And she says to her, it's an open door, a door that she moved through to arrive, and a door that she's moving through to return and to integrate and merge. And everything that she left behind in her dwelling, everything represents an experience and a moment of her journey that can be left behind because it is incorporated and integrated within her, and she does not feel the loss of it because the illuminated love on the other side is a love that dwells within the heart of the human being, alive and in the continuum, in the physical form. And on the other side, it is the continued love, expanded, enveloped, available, and thriving. And this love greets and meets those whom I've had the honor to communicate with, and did so with her. And it is so beautiful. She says, it takes the breath that you don't need anymore on the other side away. It takes your breath away. But in her infinite humor, she says, you don't need it or have it because you're breathing from a place of such fullness that your eyes and your vision is encompassed and filled with colors and dimensions and love and light, so bright, so beautiful. It is unmatching, she's saying, on this dimension, only going within and feeling deep love comes close to it. And so she blesses each and every being listening tonight. And we have many here, embodied and out of, listening, participating, and joining as one. And she says to you all, from her infinite wisdom, do not fear. Do not fear that your loved one departed. Do not fear their well-being. They are enveloped in light. Do not fear the loss of them. They stand with you, tall and strong and ongoing. Do not fear your passing. Know that light will meet you, greet you, and hold you, and the warmth will dissolve all fear. Know that if your loved one died in protection of you, they died in honor, and it is a passing that on the other side they celebrate the opportunity to have had the opportunity to give you longer life by giving of their own life, and that is an honor, that is a soul evolution that moves their soul to a whole other plateau and arena of loving. And that love connects with you and continues with you and is not lost. There is love on the other side as there is on this side, and it is continuous. I want to share that this topic of beings on the other side holding messages for those who are here will be an ongoing series every 2 weeks. Right now I'm in a room of hundreds of beings that have so much to say, and I will continue each show sharing their story, their insights, and their dialogue ongoing. Now I want to share a very strong testament about life and death that I received from Martin Luther King Jr. He said, I see beyond these walls, beyond these borders, beyond these nations, beyond these false lines drawn in between, what is not real and what is fear continues to be what divides and conquers humanity. It's inside the color of love, not fear, that needs to be the understanding. Let us whisper. Let us find in that whisper a heartbeat of passion that grows from a seed into a voice so strong that it moves people to be there for others. Humanity focuses upon the space in between and does not merge with the message. The language of humanity in its creation is created from love. It does not create borders and lines that conquer. The language of love creates community, compassion, forgiveness, and glory within. My people, I say to you, rise up and remember that you are alive in the 21st century because of love, not because of what divides you. Here's the secret of humanity. Those that are the strongest in their non-belief, in their desire to push against, and in their belief to tear down, in order to reveal those are the individuals who want more than ever to connect in a way that takes them out of the loneliness and the isolation of hatred and fear. Violence has caused many to kill and be killed, and still the message is unheard. Therefore, to conquer is not the way. Listening and allowing the voice of those you know and don't know to move you to a place of inspiration, overriding all doubt. The canopy of the sky is what reverberated my voice, awakening the hearts of many. The voice of many will speak, awakening the voice of those that are asleep and in fear. Eyes were for taking in the beauty around us, not to be the deciding factor of belief. The feeling body and heart is the engine of higher and eternal guidance. I've stood in the face of danger, fear, illusion, knowing in my being that it was more important for the people to hear the truth, even if the truth meant that I would be leaving. I knew that if I spoke the truth, that meant my words would live far beyond me. It is no longer about the divide of race. It is not a race to win. It is no longer about the divide of color. It is no longer about the divide of life, because there is no color but the sky and the earth. It is no longer a race against time. It is knowing that the time has come. Therefore, clocks have stopped. That was received by me, word for word, verbatim, from Martin Luther King Jr. And when I'm given the opportunity to share those words, they are resounding to the illuminating continuum of the mass consciousness and of humanity. This is a being known to many, must be known to all, but one right now that was given the opportunity to speak and be heard, and I'm deeply honored and moved to share the word that so humbled me in the opportunity to do so. And I share them with you. I share them with you from a place of great pride in what is possible and belief in the human being and in humanity, that we have what it takes within us to rise and to choose differently. And so I share with you all, those listening and participating, only if it resonates, and if it doesn't, throw it out, but if it does, what you see, if it has touched your life and caused you pain, fear, and anger, what you hear, if you have heard it and experienced it by an unknown being on the other side of the earth, but it impacts you, it is because separation is the illusion. Know that you can make a difference. And but the hundreds that are here right now, they join you in making that difference. And therefore, be a pillar of light and expand this light around you. And if you want to change a person, a group, or a place on the earth into a place of love, then become that love and embody that light, and then send that light and that energy to be able to be embodied energetically, vibrationally, and electrically to that location on the earth. And know that your loved ones, your spirit council, and your angels amplify your intention and will meet you there. And the darkness that has befallen either the human being you know, your family, or your family of the human race, the light will be much stronger and it will illuminate tenfold. And together, a difference can be born. I thank everyone this evening, those with me here tonight in their light body. Your stories are cherished, and they will continue as this series of sharing the wisdom, the light, and the experiences from the other side and from here will be ongoing, and I am honored to be that messenger. So please tune in 2 weeks from now to hear many, many more children, adults from all over the world, from recent passings to passings long ago, but where the wisdom and the heart still speak the language of birth, change, and opportunity. I thank you for this opportunity, and I thank my callers, and Debbie, I will be calling you, and I thank Marianne and Richard for sharing, for having the intimacy and the courage and the strength for sharing a part of your life, a piece that matters just as much as any of the moments in any of our lives. I know there is help there for you, and simply open your heart and the light to it. The light is much stronger than what you have gone through, and you are connected to a symmetry and an energy and a source of light much bigger than the worst hardship you have just survived. And so allow that light to envelop you and hold you, and then utilize it as a source of fuel to direct it and navigate it to where you would like to show up and represent the highest and most beautiful part of who you are. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, ongoing light, in deep namaste. Tune in 2 weeks from now, and until then, if you would like to get a hold of me and share your story, you can do so by going on my website, Cynthia Sloan, and that's spelled C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, S as in Sam, L, O-N, the number 9, at gmail.com. No, CynthiaSloan9.com. So CynthiaSloan9.com is my website. My email is cyns7sam999@gmail.com. And you can write to me there, or you can call me at 503-347-6766. I am honored, and I will find another word that means the same, for to keep repeating it isn't even enough to touch the blessing of this opportunity and this exchange. For those in humanity who look around and feel the chaos and fear the unraveling, remember, and if it doesn't resonate, know that the light is being held there for everyone, even those it does not resonate with. And what you were to remember is there is a symmetry, there is a vibration, an energy, an intelligence that is ongoing and unending while in body and in another form, and that is the life force. Life does not die, it does not end, it simply changes its form. It is ongoing, and it has much to teach us, to remind us, and always to love us. So let us be that infinite intelligence to one another as well. In deep namaste.